Welcome back to Shut Up and Listen. Today we will be talking about university, what schools we've applied to and heard back from, programs we applied to, and careers we're considering. Today it is number one and myself number two, and we have a special guest, Boy! Welcome, Boy.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me.
So let's get started with what schools we have applied to and which ones we have heard back from and which ones we are waiting to hear back from. Number one, why don't you start us off?
So currently I've been admitted into University of Toronto, Simon Fraser University, University of Alberta, Capilano University, Langara. But I'm still waiting for UBC, McMaster, Queens, York, and Western.
Wow, you've applied to a lot of places.
Yeah, because I'm very doubting of myself.
Mm. What programs have you applied to?
All business.
All business?
Yeah.
What about you, Boy?
Well, I applied to CapU because I don't doubt myself. But other people do. But besides that, I applied for film and that type of film industry. So I'm rather interested in that.
Is that the only university you applied to?
Yep.
Nice.
I'm positive.
I've applied to TRU, UNBC, UBCO, Queens, and Waterloo. I've heard back from TRU, UBCO, and UNBC, and I got in. And I'm waiting to hear back from Queens and Waterloo. And the programs that I have applied for are health science or health studies at UNBC, Queens, and Waterloo. But UBCO and TRU only offer general sciences. So that's what I applied to. How about careers? Are there any careers that you guys are considering?
I want to be a businesswoman. And look over a whole company because I like yelling at people and being in charge. So that would be pretty nice.
Is there like a specific business that you want to go into?
Probably like accounting or like marketing or like general management.
Is that why you're taking some business courses right now?
Absolutely, yes.
Which business courses are you enjoying the most?
Marketing, because it's the only one I've had so far.
What other business courses are you going to?
Accounting. That's it. But I also took economic theory, so I learned about the economics and stuff, yeah.
Nice. Are there any other careers or jobs that you are thinking about?
Absolutely not.
How about you, Boy?
Well, obviously film is an obvious one. There's a lot of things that you can do in that, even with being restricted to certain jobs that you're into. So let's say production assistant. Production assistant is very important, but it's hard work, long hours. So I'm willing to do it, but yeah, whatever. I'm more into scripting and maybe directing because you get more of the action. I'm also thinking being a foreign English teacher. I don't know. I'm interested in it, but I'm not sure if I'm going to go in that direction.
For the foreign English teacher, are you thinking about working abroad or working in the country you are right now?
Probably abroad.
Abroad. Are there any specific places you're thinking about?
Not right now.
And are there certain films or genres that you're interested in?
Probably maybe horror and drama or action.
What's your favorite horror film?
Ooh, probably The Shining. The Shining's pretty good.
I haven't seen it. I don't watch it. I a lot of the time laugh in horror movies, especially when the people die, because it's quite funny.
I kind of agree with that. Sometimes horror movies don't do enough work for their characters, and it just ends up being funny.
Yeah, well, even if it's not supposed to be funny,
Yeah,
I still totally find it's funny. For myself, the careers that I'm considering, well, I want to work in the medical field, so I'm wanting to work currently within a hospital, maybe a pediatrician because I like kids.
Interesting.
Or an ER doc because a lot of the universities, well, a few of them that I'm considering, like they're high up my list, are in the interior. So there can be really cool, well, not cool, well, cool injuries like lawnmowers or guns or dirt bikes.
Yeah, I see.
Or things. So that could be really cool because I'm fine with blood. Like, you know, you don't like seeing it, but it's interesting.
I totally understand. It's very interesting to see those things.
Yeah,
I agree.
For university, this is just something that I always think about. Do you guys think about, like, the dorm, like, the living situations? Yeah. Because certain universities only have quads, so you're living with three other people, or others only are singles or doubles. Is there anything, like, you guys prefer or you don't want?
I prefer maybe two people max in one room, like myself and another person. I'm okay with that, but when it's way more, I don't enjoy it as much. Because you have to actually interact with other people, and I don't know. It's just too much. Or I'm better at just staying at my own place.
What about you, number one?
I don't want to share a bathroom. That's all.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, about the bathrooms, for certain universities, if you're in a single, you won't have a bathroom. You have to share, like, the communal bathrooms. But then if you're in a quad or some doubles, certain places, you're sharing a bathroom with one other person or with three other people. I would much rather prefer that over sharing a bathroom with the whole floor. You're just wanting it just to yourself.
I don't really care, but, like, same thing. I just want, like, at least maximum one roommate. But, like, I don't want to share a bathroom with anyone.
Yeah, because some people can be really disgusting. Messy. What happens if you get a really bad roommate or roommates where they're just, like, messy, or they bring people in late at night and, like, party and you can't sleep and you're trying to study?
I think
you can report that to a dean.
Yeah, or not directly to a dean. There's probably some kind of, like, monitors or something.
Snitches get stitches.
Yeah,
they do. But, you know, sometimes you have to deal problems with that to actually get some kind of good grade. Get rid of them before they get rid of you.
Are you guys considering playing any school sports in university, or any clubs that you're thinking, like D&D?
Oh, D&D, of course, yes. If there is a club, I would be very interested in it. But if there were any sports, I wouldn't. I never really liked sports. Sports are totally boring.
Would you go and watch sports at least, like your school sports? There's some school spirit.
School sports are so boring.
What sports have you watched?
None. Football, baseball, hockey.
Have you seen basketball?
No. Soccer? Basketball? No. Soccer? No. Golf? Yes.
You like golf? Or?
I like mini golf. Normal golf is boring.
Okay, normal golf. I agree with normal golf is boring.
I like playing normal golf. I don't like watching it.
She's up there with the big leagues.
Yeah. Big league girl.
Big leagues.
Big leagues.
Like, but some of the sports are really cool to watch.
Yeah.
Like football. Hot, hot, tackle.
Yeah.
Like soccer, but.
I mean, like, how about, like, boxing or wrestling?
Oh, I want to see
that. That stuff is fun to watch.
The thing is, I want to watch the ones where they're actually, like, fighting.
Full on fighting,
but not the ones where, like, I'm gonna get you.
Oh, yeah.
Those are horrible. Like, it's so scripted. I just want to see actual people, like, knock the teeth out of
each other. Yeah. It is absolutely entertaining to see people, like, guts and glory everywhere.
Definitely. What do you think, number one?
I wasn't listening.
That's okay.
Sports.
Like, disgusting.
You don't like sports?
I don't like school sports because they all suck.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like in high school, sports are kind of boring to watch because it's like...
Yeah, because the level is so down there.
Yeah, it's low. And then when you get to, like, college or university, it kind of gets somewhat better, but I'm still bored out of my mind by it.
Yeah. Thank you for listening to our podcast. We'll see you next time.